And with news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, or COGCC, wants public input as it creates new rules for oil and gas drilling. Kristen Kay reports locals have their chance to weigh in today at a hearing in Glenwood Springs.
Colorado voters passed legislation last year that gives local governments more authority over oil and gas development. The COGCC is responsible for implementing it. The agency will look at four areas at today's meeting: its overall mission, impacts of oil and gas drilling, location selection, and flowline rules. The public can comment on all four. Alicia Zarang with local environmental group Wilderness Workshop says they want to see the COGCC protect wildlife habitat and public lands.
To the extent that we can encourage them to really have stronger rules that will do that, I think that's what we're aiming for.
The meeting starts at 9 at the Hotel Colorado. Public comment is set to start at 11:25. Kristen Kay, Aspen Public Radio News.
More than 2,000 people in Colorado have signed a petition asking for an independent investigation into an officer-involved shooting that killed a young black man. The Colorado Springs Gazette reported the petition was created Monday by Sean Walls, who was working closely with the victim's family. He says there are plans to present it to the state attorney general, Phil Weiser, on Tuesday. Officials say 19-year-old Devon Bailey was shot in the back after running away from two Colorado Springs police officers on August 3rd. The shooting was investigated by the El Paso Sheriff's Office. But the Bailey family says the police department, the sheriff's office, and district attorney's office work too closely together to be objective. Wall says the petition also proposes the creation of a citizen review board to monitor future investigations into police misconduct. A new Colorado law allowing the state to lower prescription prices by purchasing drugs from Canada faces hurdles. KUNC's Michael DeJuana has more.
The Trump administration has given states a green light to pursue plans to import the drugs, but that caught Canadian officials off guard. That's according to John Ingold, a reporter with the Colorado Sun.
They sort of immediately started expressing concerns about potential dangers to their supply chain, that Canadian shelves could be swept clean of drugs.
Even with Canadian support, Ingold says Colorado faces other hurdles, including finding a buyer and the potential for resistance from the U.S. drug industry.
I'm Michael DeJuana.
Business interests, associations, nonprofits, and other groups spent a record $36.4 million to lobby Colorado lawmakers and government agencies this year. According to state records analyzed by the Colorado Sun, the money spent in 2019 is up 9% from the year before. Secretary of State Jenna Griswold says the level of spending is concerning because only large organizations can afford lobbyists. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.